Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Police Service Board approved an $11 million increase to the 2022 Ottawa Police budget on Tuesday. The Ottawa Police Service, or OPS, released their draft budget proposal earlier this month. The proposal requested a $14 million increase in 2022, which would equal a net operation cost of $346.5 million. The increased funding would also lead to a $19 per month tax hike for urban Ottawa residents. In a press release following the publication of the budget proposal, Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly said the increased operating costs were unavoidable. In the press release, Slowly said that the OPS is taking a balanced approach to crime in 2022. Slowly said that the end state vision of this budget plan is to build a police service where every community member and every service member feels respected, supported, and accepted, no matter their background, status, or circumstances. In October, the OPS surveyed over 4,000 people from the Ottawa region to gauge public sentiment regarding police services. The survey revealed decreased levels of trust in the OPS. It indicated that 46% of respondents disagreed or strongly disagreed that the OPS is an open and transparent organization. 41% disagreed or strongly disagreed that the OPS provides the same quality of service to all citizens. On November 9th, the Ottawa Police Service Board, or OPSB, met to discuss the budget proposal and field questions from a number of delegates. Local economist and researcher Nora Ottenhoff brought her concerns to the table. She asked why the OPS, largely conceived as ineffective, should warrant a $14 million budget increase. Specifically, Ottenhoff requested that certain line items be struck from the budget.
As we've discussed in previous delegations, one we feel strongly about is defunding the line items put towards mental health and allocating that to community services instead. Other obvious ones include just things that really we don't see as needing to be within a municipal budget, things like dry cleaning, lunch vouchers, just unnecessary spending that shouldn't be paid for by taxpayers.
Other concerns were raised by economist Samia Ahmad, who urged board members not to approve the 2022 budget, but to approve a freeze instead. The proposed OPS 2022 budget contained $5.1 million in efficiencies. Ahmad pointed out that many of the budget allocations are unnecessary. She argued that these provisions are for services which could be delegated to other public institutions.
I think it's a bold-faced lie to say that there are not additional efficiencies that are possible in the budget. It is also inconceivable to increase the funding to police when other city services remain so underfunded, and countless community members have called to have police involved in fewer interactions. The board should understand that slow wait times are not a byproduct of understaffed police services or inadequate funding. Slow response times are what happen when police refuse to cede any of their responsibilities to groups that are better equipped to respond to their calls in the first place. Looking at the budget by line item shows the immense potential for increased efficiencies in terms of public safety outcomes.
In a statement, Chief Slowly said that a budget freeze would lead to a cessation of all hiring and recruitment efforts. The OPS was planning to hire 30 new recruits in the new year, but has since slashed that plan. Prior to the budget's approval on Tuesday, Councillor Diane Deans, the chair of the OPSB, addressed some of the concerns brought up by delegates. In a media availability on Monday morning, Dean said, "We heard loud and clear that people would like to see an alternative mental health response. It's not working for members of the Police Services Board, for the public, and I believe that we can do better by looking for an alternative response." Deans followed this by saying that before making a decision, the board would have to consult with over 40 delegates who were scheduled to speak at Monday's meeting. A majority of the 40 delegates who shared their opinions on Monday spoke against a budget increase. After delaying the vote until Tuesday, board members approved an $11 million budget increase on Tuesday evening. The board will meet again on December 8th to finalize the budget. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.